As Stephen Wano joins us to talk about the big news that Curtis Lazar is coming back from the Canadian Press. Steve, this is obviously huge news for Team Canada, and I'm guessing Lazar, I don't know if you've talked to the coaching staff yet, but are we going to see him on Connor McDavid's wing?
It looks like we're going to see Curtis Lazar beginning Sunday night in the exhibition game in Ottawa on wing with Connor McDavid. And look at the top six that Canada can put out there now. Sam Reinhart, Max Domi, and Anthony Duclair, and then potentially Robbie Fabry, Connor McDavid, and Curtis Lazar. And it's certainly an addition that is welcome for Canada. Benoit Gruel now has the option of putting Lazar on the wing, playing him at center somewhere down the line in the tournament. There's no doubt that Canada gets deeper by just having Curtis Lazar in the lineup anywhere.
Who do you think is going to pay the price, unfortunately, and get cut due to this?
I think Michael Dalcol, who was the number 5 pick in June of the New York Islanders, is now in trouble and wouldn't have been in trouble probably had Curtis Lazar not been loaned by the Senators. Jason Dickinson, one of those players in the bubble as well. I think it's going to be tough for Rourke Chartier to make the team regardless. But the two other guys who might be in the conversation are Frédéric Gauthier, the Maple Leafs pick last year, and Lawson Krause, who's the only other 17-year-old. I think among those 5 guys, 3 of them have to go. And in my opinion, Michael Dalcol would be the guy who just falls below that cut line with the additional of Lazar.
Steven, there's seldom a question of talent with Canada's entry in this. Often skilled players get bumped down and it's the old, I'll do whatever it takes to help the team, but it's really not a position they're used to or comfortable with. How is the makeup in the most likely lineup makeup in your mind in terms of chemistry and all-purpose players like Lazar, who can score but also knows a thing or two about two-way hockey?
Yeah, this is a team that I think is going to be built, and Hockey Canada has been trying to be careful about building this team the right way, and that it's not necessarily just an all-star team of the top 12, top 13 forwards, top 7 defensemen, that there are guys very set to fill certain roles. Lawson Krause, who still probably can make this team, even if it is as a 13th forward or as a fourth liner, a good two-way player. Connor McDavid, we know that he maybe struggled a little bit on the defensive end because he is 17 years old and has to round out his game. But he's not even going to be counted on to be a first-line center if Sam Reinhart is in that spot, or even if Curtis Lazar gets moved to a spot like that. What's good about the composition of this team is everybody's a little bit less, but not a lot less. Look at the way the Olympic team was built, in that Sidney Crosby became a not a checking line necessarily center, but someone who didn't have to score in a tournament like that because the defensive play was so good and because Canada controlled the puck so much. The hope is that the Canadian junior team can do the same thing.
Stephen Wano joins us from Canadian Press. Where do you see Braden Point fitting in?
Braden Point, I think, is a bottom six winger on this team. He was really impressive in a couple exhibition games in Toronto over the weekend against some University All-Stars. A guy who can play center or wing if he has to, but a nice playmaking guy who, if you put him on the fourth line wing, can play maybe 11, 12 minutes a game and contribute in that way. Canada's not going to count on him to do a whole lot, but a real nice offensive playmaker for a spark of offense if you've got those top couple lines shut down.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned this earlier, Stephen. I think Connor McDavid could have a heck of a tournament here because he doesn't necessarily have to have one, being protected by a Reinhart, having the veterans in the lineup. How do you see him playing in this tournament with the players he has around him?
I think the biggest question for Canada is just how big of a difference maker Connor McDavid has to be, and I really don't think we know that. We know he can take over a game. Mm-hmm. He's been the best player in the Ontario Hockey League, best player in the CHL this season, even at the age of 17. The question is going to be, we know the pressure is going to be on Connor McDavid. All the eyes are going to be on him. This is the Eichel McDavid tournament, and he's going to be the number one pick, and everyone's watching him. But he is insulated in that way with so many other players around him that it's not like this has got to be, as Benoit Cruz said, the Connor McDavid show. It's not. There's no doubt he's a great player, and he's going to be playing top 6 minutes. He's going to be on the power play, and if he has an excellent tournament, it's going to help Canada. But if he lets Reinhardt, Lazar, Anthony Duclair, Nick Pecan, even another returning player, carry a little bit of the offense and does a lot of the other little things and sets up a little bit of the offense, that's maybe what Canada needs more than him being a superstar.
We haven't really talked about goaltending, but Fucale wasn't great last year and actually got pulled in the Q playoffs. Is goaltending right now maybe the big question mark? I know a lot of people in the West were surprised Tristan Jarry didn't even get an invite.
It's a question because Benoit Grue has not committed to Zach Fucale as his starter. Eric Comrie, the Jets prospect, is here at the camp and is going to be given a chance through a couple of these exhibition games to prove why he deserves to be the starter. Zach Fucale does get a little bit of benefit of the doubt from being on last year's team. But we saw with Chris Bigrov, the defenseman, the Colorado Avalanche defenseman, who was cut first, one of the first cuts by Canada, that last year doesn't mean a whole hill of beans with this tournament. This is the big time, and if Benoit Grue believes Eric Comrie gives him the best chance to win games, I don't think he's going to hesitate to bench Zach Fucale if it comes to it.
Steven, you mentioned Nick Pétain. Very impressive. The one thing that everybody notes about him is his size. If he's going to play for this team, where's his best fit?
The question now becomes, Nick Pétain has played this week at camp on wing with Connor McDavid and Robbie Fabry, which just thinking of that line and the mix of size and speed and scoring that you can put together, I think now with the addition of Curtis Lazar, if you put Lazar on that line with Fabry and McDavid, who played together with or against each other since they were 7 or 8 years old, that the best place for Nick Pétain could be as a third-line center. That you could count on him in a shutdown role. He can obviously provide some offense, but the size he can use there would be an upgrade over a Jason Dickinson or a Frederick Gauthier, even a Nick Paul in that role. Nick Paul maybe might be able to get moved to a fourth line center or to a wing because having Nick Pétain as your third line center is probably better than any other third line center in the world.
Steven, Lazar, is he going to play tomorrow, or are they going to wait and have him and McDavid debut together on Sunday?
They're going to wait. Curtis Lazar is going to meet the team in Toronto tomorrow evening, catch the game, watch the game, sit in the box with Connor McDavid and watch, and then they'll probably play together Sunday back in Ottawa.
All right, man. Enjoy. Appreciate your time. Big day if you're a World Junior fan for Canada. Curtis Lazar, that's a huge get for them.
Thanks very much. Talk to you soon.
Steven Wino from Canadian Press.